Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Happy New Year, everybody. We haven't spoken to you since the great event. Hugh, I'm busted. I mean, you know, I'm broke. And if I want to go out and get some wine, I'm going to need some advice on some good bargains. What do you got?
Well, you know, one of the great value regions in the world is Spain. And actually, Rioja, not always necessarily a great value, pretty good value, but there's some pretty pricey wines. This is a new producer for me. Never tried these wines before, and I'm actually stunned. The producer is called Bodegas Otanian. That's O-N-T-A-N-O with one of those squiggles above it. And it's established in 1984 by a local family of growers. And I think these guys are true emerging stars. They've got more than 120 different vineyards in three regions. They do wines from Rioja, Ribera del Duero, and Rueda. And I think this is a name we should start trying to pay some attention to. Interestingly enough, while Rioja is typically known for reds, the first two that I'm going to talk about are whites. So one of them is the Otanian Rioja Tempranillo Blanco from 2019. It's 12%, it's 100% Tempranillo Blanco. This is a pale gold color with a bright, fresh aromas of pineapple, apple, citrus, and then some floral notes that come dancing through. It's very rounded and generous on the palate with nice layers and sort of it's a hedonistically pleasing white wine, and it's going to clock in at all of $15.99.
Well, that's a good deal.
It's a great deal. And if you haven't had a white Rioja, and I haven't had many of them, this was sort of an eye-opener. I was really pleased. Also a white Rioja. This is the Otanian Rioja Viura is the grape here, and its sub-name is Akemi. This is from 2017. This was originally produced for a Michelin-starred sushi bar in the middle of Rioja. Yes, you heard it right. I said a Michelin-starred sushi bar. It's all at 10 stools. That's it. The owner is a guy named Felix Jimenez, who studied for years in Japan before returning to his native land. And this is a wine perfectly conceived with sushi in mind. It's also just a great pleaser. It's 100% Viura, as I mentioned before, from a single vineyard. The wine sees 5 months in American oak. And then it just displays, you know, a perfumed aromatics, luscious flavors of tropical fruit with a grapefruit nuance. Again, it's very rounded and soft with a moderate acidity. I want to buy another bottle of this and then go to a sushi place and try it. I think it's probably going to be spectacular.
And it clocks in at?
It clocks in at all of $18.99.
Good Lord.
So it's a white wine from Rioja with a Japanese spirit. There you have it.
There you go.
Obviously, red wines are what Rioja is best known for. This Otanian Crianza Rioja 2017, 14.5%. This is a blend of 90% Tempranillo and 10% Grenache, and aged in both new and used French and American oak. It's a rich ruby color, aromas of black fruits and spice, which come from the wood. The wood is present, but not dominant, so it adds sort of a silky texture. It's fleshy and generous, and it lingers for a long while on the finish. The wine has a surprising elegance and should pair well with roasted meats and game. And at $16.99... it's a great value, and it hits all the notes for me. I was very impressed, all across the board.
Hugh, we're going to have to follow Otanian and get to know it a lot better. Sounds like a lot of really good values there.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.